My dad had only a fifth grade education. He was the oldest boy in a family with 10 kids. So after his fifth grade year, his dad pulled him out of the classroom and had him help out on the family farm. But even though he had very little education, my dad did know how to read, and he taught himself a lot of things and turned out to be quite a successful businessman. But one of my clearest memories of him when I was a child was he'd be sitting in his chair in the living room by the fire at night and reading from this collection of books, this three-volume series by Martin Luther. Maybe you're familiar with it. Series called What Luther Says. And Martin Luther has comments on almost every topic under the sun. And maybe you're familiar with this set. It was 500 years ago this year when the emperor summoned Luther to the Diet of Worms. And at that meeting, Luther, you know, stood firm on all sorts of topics like edicts by the Pope, indulgences, or how the church was oppressing the people by starving them of the gospel, and on and on and on, lots of topics. In my 8 chapel addresses this year, I would like to honor Luther by going back 500 years and looking at some of the comments he made in these volumes in no particular order. And the first topic, today's topic, is trust. What does Martin Luther have to say about trust? Well, one thing he said was that a man's trust reveals his God. He said, where our trust is, there is our God. Where the treasure is, there the heart is. Another thing he said is that the sum of Christian teaching is basically to trust in God. We've learned all sorts of world religions that feature your own good works in order to earn salvation. So in a way, it's like trusting yourself to save yourself. But Luther says that the chief part of the Christian religion is to learn to trust in God for your salvation. Another thing Luther said is that history teaches us to trust in God. He said, men can trust in all sorts of false gods, but this one real and true God, they cannot trust. He used the Israelites as an example. He said the Israelites were forever making alliances with the Egyptians and the Assyrians, first with this king and then with another king, in order to be sure not to have to rely on God, but to be able to trust in men. Along with Martin Luther, we can look in the Holy Scriptures for lots of positive examples of trust in the true God. For instance, before going to face Goliath on that battlefield, what did David say? He said, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. You remember when the Israelites were trapped against the Red Sea by the Egyptian army? Moses answered the people, and I love this quote. He said, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Hannah went to God about her desire for a son, and she finally was rewarded with a son named Samuel. Joshua demonstrated his trust in God when he said to the entire country of Israel, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Another example is Esther, who risked her life, trusted in God and risked her life to go in and speak to the king to plead on behalf of her people. Another example, and finally, Abraham. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, knowing that God would raise him from the dead. Martin Luther had some comments about that story with Abraham and Isaac. He said, "Trust is made perfect when life and death are the same." In other words, no matter what happens, life or death, good or bad, it doesn't shake your trust in God if you have perfect trust in God. It doesn't change anything. It kind of reminds me of today. There's a funeral out at Messiah for May Neldner. And you can bet that her friends and family that are at that funeral today are going to have that rock solid trust that she is right now with her Savior. And what can be more beautiful than that? One thing that's not so beautiful is our pride. And we are tempted to trust in ourselves more than anybody. And Martin Luther said, this is just natural. We want to make it on our own with no help. But his little comment about this is, we cannot trust God too much or ourselves too little. Perhaps Solomon said it best. He said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Have you ever heard a story about somebody who plugged in an address on the GPS and then hit the road and did everything the GPS told him to do, made every turn he was supposed to make, only to be way off course, wasted a couple hundred miles and several hours because the GPS led him astray? I guess this happens to a lot of people. Maybe it's even happened to you, where you trusted the GPS and maybe shouldn't have. As Christians, we all have a GPS that we can trust absolutely. It's the Holy Spirit. We just need to learn to trust the Holy Spirit. When Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to the church, he told his disciples that this counselor that's coming would be their spiritual compass or GPS. Jesus said, "But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." From John 14. So as we go through our day, this same Holy Spirit guides us too. That means we don't have to go it alone or hope that we're getting it right. No, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, and He protects us. He is definitely worthy of our complete trust. After all, the gift of the Holy Spirit to us believers reminds us that we can rest in God's love and that we can truly trust in Him. We sing about this in hymn 357, stanzas 5 and 6, the last two of 357.